Chapter 4. All the people loved Aladdin because he was kind. He gave money to the poor. He was good to his wife. He was good at horse riding, and he was an important soldier. When soldiers came from another country, Aladdin stopped them. The Sultan was very happy with Aladdin, and Princess Badr-ul-Badur loved him. One person did not like Aladdin, but he was not in China. It was the magician. He lived in Africa, and he didn't know that Aladdin was now a rich prince. The magician used his magic, and a genie came to tell him about Aladdin. Aladdin came out of the room behind the rock with the magic lamp. He used the lamp to get rich. He is married to a beautiful princess. And he lives in a palace. The Sultan and all the people love Aladdin, said the genie. This can't be right, said the magician. I must go to China. The lamp is not Aladdin's. It's mine. He got ready and went to China to find Aladdin. The magician knew Aladdin's lamp was very old, and he made a clever plan. He bought lots of new lamps. Then he went into the street with his lamps, and he said, "New lamps for old, new lamps for old," so people could give him their old lamps and take a new one. Aladdin was not in the palace. He was out riding his horse, but Princess Badr-ul-Badur knew he had a dirty old lamp. She found Aladdin's lamp, and she took it to the magician. "Give me a new lamp, and I will give you this one," she said. "Of course, princess," said the magician. The magician was very happy. He gave the princess a new lamp, and he had Aladdin's lamp in his hands. He ran quickly out of the city. Then he took the lamp, cleaned it, and the genie of the lamp was there. "What do you want?" said the genie. "Take Aladdin's palace and all the people and treasure inside and carry them to Africa," said the magician. "Yes," said the genie. "Close your eyes and you will be there." The magician closed his eyes and, when he opened them, he was back in his city with the palace, Princess Badr-ul-Badur, and all the slaves and treasure. The next morning, when the Sultan saw that the palace and his daughter were not there, he spoke to Aladdin.
"Where's my daughter?" he asked. "Where's your palace?"
"You must find them in 40 days. Go!" Aladdin walked in the city and he asked the people,
"Where is my princess? Where is my palace?"
After 3 days, he was sad, dirty, and tired. He stopped to wash his face and hands in a river. His hand touched the ring on his finger, and the genie of the ring came.
"What do you want, Aladdin?"
"Find my palace, genie, and carry it back to the city." "I cannot do that," said the genie. "That is the magic of the genie of the lamp."
"Then take me to my palace," said Aladdin.
"That I can do," said the genie. Aladdin closed his eyes, and when he opened them, he was under a tree in Africa. He could see his palace.